the Western Renaissance had been founded on the idea of rebuilding the ruins of the classical pagan past and reconsecrating them for a new Christian age. The supreme test would be St. Peter's. The original basilica, built by Constantine in the 4th century, was, by 1500, in danger of collapse. In 1505, Pope Julius II shocked Rome by deciding to demolish the old basilica. The visionary architect Donato Bramante won a competition to build its successor. He got the job because a small, perfect building caught the Pope's eye. This little gem is really a glimpse inside the Renaissance mind, in particular into Donato Bramante's mind. It's a freestanding shrine to St. Peter in the cloister of the church of San Pietro in Montorio, the place where St. Peter himself was said to have been crucified upside down. Let's think about what the word Renaissance means. It means rebirth, and what was being reborn was classical antiquity. Bramante walked around Rome, making very careful, scholarly notes of what he saw. And what he saw were pagan temples. So what we have here is the perfect classical form of one of those ruined Roman temples. A dome sitting on a drum, with a colonnaded encirclement outside. And as such, what it does is take those perfect forms, the hemisphere and the wheeling circle, the revolution of the planets, like a great cosmic timepiece, and says this harmoniously is how the new sacred art is going to be. Something else on Bramante's mind as well. This is really a miniature-sized doll's house prototype for what he will want to happen to St. Peter's itself.